Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
Merry, Merry Christmas. Riggins said he's been on Christmas break for about a week now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
I love it. Let's phone it in Friday.
Well, you are phoning it in. Yeah. Literally, yeah. You're at your house.
True.
Lynn.
Yeah.
She's probably using one of those mouse jigglers that all those stay at home, those work from home employees use just jiggles their mouse to make it look like they're working.
I love that.
And
if I just did like a one of those AI images and I'm still in the bed?
Then we have stories about people who would they would do that, but they take their iPad or their laptop in the store with them, like they're doing grocery shopping and all that, and then they would just move it to make it look like they were working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually heard there's a CEO of a large company that went on Amazon and typed in mouse jigglers and bought thousands of them. And then through fingerprints, traced them back to like see which employees were using them.
No.
I'd have to find out more details, but I was like, that is diabolical.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know. Well, I still don't. You could explain it to me and I wouldn't know how it works.
Yeah, I mean, in the way I said it doesn't even make sense, mm-hmm. but that's the story I had heard.
Bought just thousands. I would quit if somebody, so he's basically like tricking them.
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like he's trying to see how it moves it, and he's tracking what other people are doing with that.
Maybe.
The way it's moves. Like putting a tracker on your car. Oh, I would quit immediately.
Well, I mean, if you're paying the people to be working and they're not, then you want to fire them anyway. So,
well, what are the days of trusting people?
Well, what are the days? Yeah,
those days are gone because people have proven themselves to be untrustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
I'd be the one using the jiggler.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The jiggler came first.
That's why I'm so mad.
That's why you're so upset. Yeah. How dare you?
Mm. All right. So yesterday we did the annual Rate My Redneck game, Christmas edition. And everybody on the show but I proved themselves to be just complete and total snots, snooties. Is what they are. So that is today's In Case You Missed It replay, and we'll do it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yesterday we did Rate My Redneck, the Christmas edition, where people would send in their most redneck thing they'd witnessed at a Christmas celebration with their family. And then we rate it 1 to 10. And the first part of that is today's In Case You Missed It replay. Enjoy.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Well, it is that time. I don't even think the holiday season begins until we do this on the show. So we should have done it earlier. So people could have gone ahead and started getting into the holiday spirit because they've been waiting around on this, the official kickoff of Christmas, which is the Rate My Redneck Christmas edition. That's where you tell us something that is the most redneck thing you've ever witnessed. And it has to do with Christmas. And then we rate it 1 to 10.
Yep.
The higher the rating, the redder the neck.
And we've given out plenty of tens over the years when we've done this, right?
I'm stingy with a 10.
Yeah. You it's got to meet a certain criteria and a lot of them don't.
So we put it up on the social medias and people have responded accordingly.
Yeah. Hannah's got one. We had a Christmas Eve squirrel hunt. My husband started taking the kids on a squirrel hunt on our 22 acres we bought about 11 years ago while I finish up things for Christmas. He gives the squirrels to our neighbor because he likes to make squirrel dumplings.
Yeah.
We had to quit eating the squirrels when our doctors told us that they were high in cholesterol.
What?
Can you guess the movie reference? I don't know. Also, I do not eat the squirrel, but it is a tradition.
I'm going to say that's as far as redneck goes, that That might be a two, if that. A
two? What?
Yeah. Well, I grew up where squirrel hunting was a thing, and you eat squirrels and all that. And I'm not a redneck. I don't know why people freak out so much about the thought of somebody eating a squirrel. Like that Xavier Leggett that plays for the Panthers. He said he was all excited about Thanksgiving. His cousin had killed a coon. He was going to eat a raccoon. And then they said it was a news story. He eats raccoon and squirrels.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Well, it's shocking to most people, believe it or not, that eating a raccoon is not something you see everywhere.
Well, raccoon is different than squirrel. You know, it's a different level.
Okay.
Squirrel is more, you know, is normal. Should be anyway.
Like eating a
hamburger. I think the act of getting together and going to shoot them Christmas Eve, that is the redneck part.
Okay.
For
well,
me.
What do you give on a scale of 1 to 10 redneckness?
Well, I'm giving it like a 8.5 for
what?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm certainly going a lot higher than you. I'm going a 6. An wow. Organized squirrel hunt on Christmas. It does seem.
Y'all are uppity.
Hardly uppity.
A bunch of snots is what y'all are.
Hardly.
Organized squirrel hunt. That's my favorite.
We got more if you want to do them, but.
We got time for one more, I think.
Okay. Jennifer said, my oldest son gave a gift to his brother in a sack of chicken poop. So he had to dig through it only to find that the gift was an actual lump of coal.
Oh, no. So I'm going to say that would be 7.
Okay. So I'm going 7 as well. Lindsay, what do you have?
Yeah. I'm going 10 and you're trashy.
Yeah. On a trashy scale, I would say 10.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So during an edition of Now Trending, we were talking about the trailer for the new Superman movie that has a new director, a new Superman, and people are really excited about it, or superhero movie fans are excited about it. I don't know that the general public is itching for another superhero movie, especially one about Superman.
Yeah.
But during that conversation, Lindsay said, oh, I used to find Christopher Reeve so attractive because why, Lindsay? Why? Tell us the story about Christopher Reeve.
So he was the first man or boy. I don't know how old he was, but anyway, the first attractive male I had ever seen. I was maybe 5 or 6. My brother had a cardboard cutout of him in his room. Actually, it was our room. We lived in a tiny, tiny house. My parents got married super young, had kids young. My dad was on radio, so we only had like 2 extra bedrooms. So when my brother was born, he got the crib room, and me and my brother shared bunk beds, in a room. So I was in his room. So every night before bed, I would kiss the cardboard cutout. And I remember kissing him before nap. And my mom would come in and I would just be like talking to him like a psycho.
Now, how big was it? Was it life size?
Life size. And I would like reach up and like give him a little peck. And I'd be like, I've got to go. I've got to go to bed. I mean, he was my dream, And I was young.
And he was in the Superman costume and all.
He was standing with his arms, you know, and his cape was.
Yeah,
I'll never forget. I should look up cardboard cut because they probably still have them.
The thing is that it was the 90s. There would have been 100 other people that she could have chosen as like a teen idol or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But she chose Christopher Reeve. It's like picking Morgan Freeman.
Wasn't the 90s. I think it was 89.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I was young and they were into, my brother's older than me. So he was into that and I'm telling you, I would talk to him like something wasn't right with me.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was the only one she was exposed to because her brother was a Superman fan and she just looked to him. I mean, she didn't have Patrick Swayze in the room. Like he didn't have a cutout of Patrick Swayze.
Right. Did you ever?
And Christopher Reeves was younger than, I mean, he was probably what? In his
20s. Yeah.
Yeah.
During that movie, yeah. Mm-hmm. So as you got older, did you keep kissing him?
I mean, it went on for probably about a year. I mean, I remember putting in my Lady Lovely Locks hair clips, hair weave. Oh, sure. I started young with that too. Yeah. And I would just be talking to him, like, do you like my hair?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Crazy.
Did you have a thing like that where you'd kiss the girls in the magazines that you saw in, like, a Sears catalog or something like that? You never did anything like that. Is that a strictly girl thing? Because I don't remember doing that either.
I tried to scratch one of this ad for tanning lotion, and it was a really tan blonde model, and she had on a green bikini. And I tried to get a knife to scrape the bikini off of her.
No, you didn't.
I swear I did, yeah.
That's awesome.
Like it was going to reveal something under the picture.
We were funny. Stupid kids, weren't we?
Perverts.
Yeah, I was a pervert.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
So yesterday we were talking about cruises, and Lindsay went on a cruise and it was miserable for her. And when you think about it, you're talking about somebody who can't even ride in the back seat of a car ever without getting car sick.
Right.
And going to get on a ship and go out in the open seas.
I didn't even
for
think
7 days or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what were you
You'll
thinking?
Do anything for love. Now I'd be like, are you crazy?
But there is a cruise now that is so popular that they have to do a lottery type drawing with all of the applicants that are trying to get on this cruise. I think they only do it they do it two or three times a year, maybe. And it's always this time of year because it is a Hallmark Christmas cruise.
What?
So the whole cruise is, you know, dedicated to those Hallmark Christmas movies, and they have some of the actors that come on to the cruise and do.
Oh gosh,
I would love that stuff. If it wasn't a cruise.
Yeah, so like you could go up into the auditorium or whatever, and you know, hear them talk about how they did this in this movie, and like,
oh dear,
I don't know any of them that are on there now regularly, but it used to be like that Candace Cameron Burr,
yeah,
or whatever.
What
her
about
name.
Lacey Sharp?
Yeah,
Lacey
Chabert.
Yeah.
Oh, great. We get to have dinner with Stacey Dash. It's like, I'm jumping off the boat.
Yeah, but, you know, our friends that, that own, Jewelers on Main in downtown Mooresville.
Yeah.
Dawn, the wife of the couple that owns the store, she applied this year, and she and, Vicky that works there were going to go, but they didn't make it. They didn't get chosen. So they'll reapply next year. My wife is like, oh my God, I would love that. And she doesn't like cruises.
It's a lot of women. It's not a lot of married couples.
No. They know a couple that went that they had talked to, and the wife didn't tell the husband what kind of cruise it was until they got on it and said, this is a Hallmark cruise.
She's a psycho. I'd divorce. That's
I would be divorced. That's what I was going to say.
Shame on you. That's not even funny.
Can you imagine?
No. I'd get off in Bermuda or wherever they, and I'd say, see ya, sayonara.
I don't even know if they go to, surely they go to tropical places, right?
I would hope so. Yeah. But it is a Christmas cruise. Maybe they're going somewhere not as fun.
Remember, I was going to go to that that true crime convention in Nashville that time, Riggins?
Yeah. You never ended up doing that, did you?
No, it was expensive. And
oh, was it?
Yeah.
To meet people? Like, what are you seeing at that
convention?
Well,
they give you, the stories of the, you know, what happened after the documentaries. And then they had, I said I was going to go, but that's something that I would have been really into until it was time to do it. And then exactly. I would have gone, I don't care about that.
A seminar? No, not for TJ. Yeah.
But you know, when they do the series where they have someone who reenacts, like on Homicide Hunter, they had the detective that would tell all the stories, and then somebody acted the reenactments who was young and all of that. And like that actor would have been there. And then that guy, the guy who was the detective would be there and, you know, talking about cases and stuff like that.
The reenactment actor.
Yeah.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
I know. But I didn't go.
Good. More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ooh, there's a tiff over a Christmas drama happening in Lindsay's house.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Lindsay and her wonderful husband, Kyle, are, she's upset him, and we'll tell you all about it. Let her tell us the story, because we don't know the full story coming up in a few minutes.
Are they quarreling?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're quarreling. Quarreling.
So Christmas right around the corner, and Patrick Mahomes just got shown up by some fellow NFLers. Joe Burrow gave his teammates authentic Japanese katana swords.
What?
He walked them into a room where they had all these swords laid out, and they could pick whichever one they wanted. I don't know how much those cost, but they called them authentic Japanese katana swords.
Yeah.
So what is that, the weirdest gift you could possibly give somebody?
It's very nerdy, I think. And it's kind of disappointing because I'm such a huge Joe Burrow fan. You know,
who wants one of those?
Everybody. What are you talking about? I'd take a authentic katana. It sounds awesome.
I don't know.
Also, they're all nerdy is the thing.
Or, yeah. Or maybe you're not cool.
We don't know that they liked them. We just know that he gave them to him.
Good point.
That's true.
That was only taken into consideration what he gave. But Brock Purdy, quarterback, also gave his teammates, he walked them out into the parking lot, and he had 5 Toyota Tundras and 5 Toyota Sequoias, and said you can pick one. So he gave him trucks, SUVs. Uh-huh. Now he does have a partnership with Toyota.
Exactly. But I mean, he still had to work the deal and all that. Of course, in San Francisco, so they're still having to live in San. Unless they're taking those trucks and loading them with their furniture and getting out of there, it's not really a gift.
Maybe that's the idea. Dennis Rodman trending today for an unusual reason. His daughter is a professional soccer player. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Her name is Trinity Rodman. She was on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and she said, my dad is a dad in name only. Yeah. Only by blood. We don't spend any time together. Right. Well, he just posted this apology to her on social media saying, I'm sorry I wasn't the father you expected me to be. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of apology is that? That's saying your expectations of me as a father were flawed, instead of just saying, I'm sorry I wasn't there. But he says he calls her a lot. She just never answers the phone.
Yeah.
It's a backhanded apology.
Absolutely it is.
And I just can't, I think she's way out of line here, because there's no way I'm going to believe that Dennis Rodman was not your typical white picket fence dad.
Yeah.
Coming home from work every day, looking, just getting his slippers and smoke a pipe.
Yeah. She details some of the things why they moved out with her mom. She said he was throwing parties 24/7.
Yeah.
He was having random girls come over all the time. They slept in their car for a while. So, and she is beautiful. She is stunningly beautiful.
Well, so is he. Oh, my goodness. I
mean, he's such a
cute fella.
Freak show. But she seems totally normal and balanced, considering her father is Dennis Rodman, which was surprising. So, and then today's National Sangria Day. So nothing like a cool, refreshing, summery drink at the end of December. I don't understand that fully.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because is it summer in Mexico?
It might be. They might be celebrating summer down there right now. So we'll find out. Seems like an excuse to drink a lot of wine if it's in a pitcher, honestly. That's all it means.
Or is it Spanish, like from Spain, sangria?
Who knows?
I'll find out, though.
The worst restaurant for TJ to go to. I just found it, and I can't wait to share it with him next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, you went to lunch? You went out to lunch yesterday?
Yeah.
With a friend of ours?
I did, yes.
How was it?
Great.
Yeah.
Loved catching up. Loved the restaurant, because I've eaten there several times and I liked it.
Yeah. Fellowship.
Oh, yeah. Sharing one with another.
Absolutely. Was it a nice restaurant or kind of a casual?
Casual dining, but I mean, it had a wait staff and all, which, you know, I wouldn't be at one that didn't, where you got to order at the counter.
Yeah.
You know, like you're at a shelter.
You're a casual diner kind of guy.
Yeah.
Casual dining kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
You can go anywhere. You're kind of a chameleon, but that's sort of your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I thought of you yesterday when I saw this video pop up online of this woman eating at a restaurant, and all of a sudden, she's eating tacos, and all of a sudden, a raccoon jumps up and takes an entire taco off of her plate, like at her lap. And I thought, what is that? Well, there's a place in Puerto Vallarta called Taqueria Los Mapeches.
Yeah.
Which is a place where you can go get tacos, and they have raccoons that just exist in the dining space.
And it's cute, and people like the experience of getting to see these raccoons.
People seem to like feeding the raccoons. They like these raccoons jumping up in their lap.
Oh, God.
They're feeding them. They're hanging from the rafters in the restaurant.
Dirty. That is disgusting.
And these are wild raccoons. Yeah. I didn't know.
You know they're pooping.
Oh, uh-huh. I think about the smell. I don't know anything about raccoons. What I do know is we call them trash pandas because they like going through people's trash, and they're kind of vicious, I think, if they're cornered. Yeah.
They will tear you up.
He's so cute, though.
They're cute, but there's a lot of things that are cute that I don't need on my taco, you know, like grabbing my taco.
Right.
It sounded bad, but that's just awful. I mean, and it's a big, it's a hot spot for tourists and locals alike.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just to me, it's one step above taking your dog into a restaurant. I mean, one step below that as far as the bad scale.
Really?
Yeah. Having a dog in just a regular restaurant is not, I don't like that either.
Fair enough. Well, I've looked up, are there other restaurants where you can eat with animals? This is not the only one. The number one restaurant to eat with animals is in France. It's got 3 Michelin stars. It's called La Ferme de Montpere. I feel like I messed that up. Yeah. It's a Michelin star restaurant where a guy recreated a farmhouse, and you can eat with the animals. And he says, you also get the authentic farmyard, barnyard smells while you're eating. He said it adds to the experience.
Yeah, that's what
I would puke.
Hay and poop. I love that.
Horses, hens, some even rats milling around in the barn. You can eat
nothing
with all those
than
animals.
Poop with a side of spaghetti. You know what I mean?
Nothing like a good lasagna with a turd on the side.
People have just lost their minds. But, you know, at least, because you know me, I'm Mr. Silver Lining.
Sure.
At least these places haven't made it to U.S. America yet.
Good point.
At least in U.S. America, we still have, you know, some, you know, shred of our common sense left where we're not allowing that in restaurants with raccoons and livestock.
Yeah. Well, the Rainforest Cafe is like 6 months away from introducing real animals. I'm sure of it. Things don't go great.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right before we started the show, Lindsay just said, Kyle is mad at me because I ruined my Christmas present. So we don't know anything else but that. So, Lindsay, it must be bad if Kyle, Mr. Easygoing, got upset.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he never gets upset about anything.
What happened?
So yesterday I'm in downtown Statesville, R. Gregory Jewelers. I take my mom. She's getting her ring fixed. Well, I'm getting my rings fixed. So I had to leave my rings there. Well, for insurance reasons, you have to give an appraisal amount for your rings, just in case the place burns down or whatever. So I'm like, you know what? I have no idea what these, let me just call them. So I give them a call and I hear, da 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 da. The caller you've reached is not in service. I'm like, what? Now he's in Winston-Salem for the day for work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe he's just in a bad area. So call him again, does the same thing. I'm like, mom, give me your phone. Let me call him. Maybe it's my phone. Same thing. So now I'm kind of starting to worry because it's been like 30 minutes. I'm like, what is going on? So I end up calling the guy he's with from his office and he answers. His name's Neil. He answers. He's like, hey, what's up? I was like, Kyle's phone's not working. Like, what's going on? He was like, oh, let me have him call you from my phone or, you know, when I get back to him or whatever. And so I'm like, thank you. So 2 minutes later, Kyle calls me from his phone. He's like, listen, I don't know what's going on. We have AT&T. AT&T's, something's going on. I don't know. I said, well, it sounds like you didn't pay your bill. Well, his billion-dollar company pays his bill, so we know it's fine. And he's like, I don't know. We'll talk about it later. I have a meeting. Fine. So he gets home from Winston-Salem, and it's still not working. So he goes into AT&T. It's like 3 hours, still nothing. He gets home, and it's like 7 o'clock at night. he said, I don't know. Well, I have no idea. They don't know it. We've tried to figure it out. I've cut my phone on and off, you know, giving me the whole rundown. He's like, but we'll figure it out tomorrow. I'm like, Kyle, something's going on. Something's weird. He's like, I know. We'll figure it out tomorrow. Like, I'm exhausted from dealing with all this. I just want to go to bed. I'm like, we've got to figure this out. Like this, I just won't let it go. I keep nagging and nagging. And finally, he just comes downstairs. He's like, Lindsay, I can't do anything as a surprise for you. You just won't let anything go. I'm like, what? He's like, well, I was getting off my company plan. I bought you a brand new iPhone 16 Max, whatever it is. And we're getting on a plan together. And they just had cut my phone off too soon. And it was like a whole thing. And so there you go. Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you got me a new phone? Because I desperately need one. I have like a 12 or an 11. Yeah. So yes. I ruin everything. He's like, this is why you always complain you don't have surprises, but this is why. Because you just won't let it go. Because for an hour, I'm just like going on.
Yeah. That's a typical thing that you could have easily just said, oh, well, he'll figure it out, I guess. And he'll give him another phone or whatever. But you're just like, you've got, because you knew better than he did. You've got to get this settled.
Well, I'm like, you have to work. He works from his phone when he's on the road and he's leaving today again. So I'm just like, you have to, like, what's going to happen? And but it's the last day he's working for the month. And just like, you know, he's like, and it's none of my business. Like, it's not.
No, it's not. And that's what you should remember.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, we got another filthy celebrity. Like, filthy as in unhygienic.
Oh, no.
Because you know how Mila Kunis and what's his name?
Ashton Kutcher.
You know, they came out. We're talking about they rarely take showers and all that. And several celebrities have said that, well, at least they were talking about themselves. Tommy Lee, the drummer for the band Motley Crue, his wife was on a podcast and said that he takes a shower once a week.
Really?
She said he's very neat, but he only takes a shower once a week, and but he never stinks or never gives her, as they said on the podcast, the ick. And she says he's just so good looking that it wouldn't even matter because he's. And then she said, but it's because he was born in Greece, and that's the, you know, they don't, in certain customs, they don't shower every day and this, that, and the other. His mom is Greek. His dad was in the military, and that's why he was in Greece and married his mom. And Tommy Lee has been living in U.S. America with an American dad since he was two.
Okay.
So.
So he's just lazy.
I guess. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, that you just don't want to put in the effort to go in and, you know, clean yourself and dry off and groom and whatever else you got to do. I don't understand it.
No,
I don't understand it at all. Now, people who say, all right, you shouldn't take a shower every day because it's not good for your skin, or I have, you know, dry skin and that sort of thing. That's different than once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people of Greece.
Even every other day is, I mean, it's bad, but it'd be better.
Yeah, exactly. The Grecian people are like, don't put that on us, like, because you're nasty. You're going to indict all of us as being, you know, unhygienic.
Yeah, I think probably years ago they put out a statement that said, Tommy Lee, stop claiming that you're one of us.
Yeah, please.
You know, for a bunch of different reasons.
Keep that over there. And he's sweating playing drums. You know how they work up a sweat. I know he's stinking and.
And you know he's out by the pool all the time and doing stuff like that. And just, I cannot imagine being out at the pool, you know, for a couple of hours and then coming in and not taking a shower for another 6 days.
Yeah, once a week is nuts.
And you know how when people are, telling other people about numbers of stuff, they exaggerate. So I wonder if it's really like once a month, you know?
Yeah, might be.
Like he's like, I'm going to say once a week, but
I think it all happened. That all started when it became fashionable to look like your hair is dirty, you know, with all the grunge that came in the early 90s and all of that. And it just pushed us clean people from the 80s out of the mainstream. You know, they wanted to look as dirty and all as possible, like that Nirvana, you know, all of them. Yeah. That's when that became, well, if we're going to look dirty, we might as well be dirty.
Oh, you know? Yeah. The grunge phase.
Yeah. Why go take a shower if the trendy look is to be dirty looking?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to give this Tommy Lee method a shot next week. We're on vacation. I'll give it a shot. Yeah, do it.
You've done it. Rob's done it. Just not as a routine for day to day.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.